And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good Monday morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This is Meg. I'm your host today. I have to confess, I'm having a lot of fun today. We've already been talking about the Veterans Parade coming up next week. Had Malcolm Ballinger in here this morning, as well as now getting ready to talk about the Foo Foo Festival. I am so excited. What a lineup we have this year going on right now. Already had some guests last week talking about the events. And now today I have Corey McKern, who is the artistic director with the Pensacola Opera, Ashley Simmons, who's the marketing director at one of my favorite places, Pensacola Little Theater, talking about the upcoming, well, the production that's going on right now, Somebody to Love, and Robert Goodspeed, who is director of Night Moves. So I can't wait to hear all about it. I know about the opera. I know about PLT. So I'm going to start with the one I don't know as much about. So Robert, tell us about this and who you are. What is Night Moves? I don't know a thing about it. And I'm sorry to say that, but it's true.
It's totally fine. You know, actually where we started was right down the road here at Plantation Road. So those little suites where the video game shop was.
Yes.
We had a little music venue there, and it was, you know, 60, 70 person venue. And
oh, wow.
We were just trying to curate the music scene, and we were trying to give an all ages space for people to go and see live music with no alcohol. And we were just really trying to, like, you know, cater to the diehards of the music scene.
I love that.
And so it's such a big leap from where we were. You know, this was in 2019, right before COVID.
Right.
And COVID shut us down, and we continued to do the nonprofit. We continued to book events for the music scene, for the people within the music scene. And then that led us into starting this festival. And so we're on year three of our festival now. And the goal essentially is to just try to bring some artists here that don't otherwise have the opportunity to come here. We don't have a venue large enough for a lot of the acts that are coming through. You know, Vinyl is a great size, Sanger is a great size, but some of these artists are playing very large venues in other parts of the world. And so we try to put together a lineup that we really like and try to give it to Pensacola and the Gulf Coast area. And we're really thankful for Foo Foo Fest for giving us the opportunity to do that.
Oh, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so where are you going to be performing, when?
Sure.
And how do we get tickets? And
yep.
Who's playing?
Yeah,
who
so the venue is Maritime Park, which is right behind Blue Wahoo Stadium.
I think I know where that is.
Yeah. It's
the amphitheater there,
yep,
or in the park
right.
itself?
No, it's in the amphitheater.
Okay.
You know, get to view the water and be outside and, you know, enjoy all the aspects and the fun parts of living in Florida in November. This year we have our headliner is this great band from Philadelphia called Japanese Breakfast. They're an indie rock group. They're one of, like, the, you know, the leaders in that space, and we're really excited to have them on. And then we have Dashboard Confessional, who is an emo pop punk band from the, I guess, early 2000s, but they've had, you know, several hits throughout the years, including one that was on Spider-Man. I think that's really excited to have them.
Okay.
And then a bunch of other, you know, local artists, regional artists as well. So ultimately what we're trying to do at the festival is curate something that, you know, encapsulates Pensacola as a whole. We have a bunch of different food vendors, and then we also have, you know, like I said, the local bands. The idea really is that we want to show off the music scene to all the people who don't know about it. And again, we're really excited about doing that. Tickets are on sale. They've been on sale over at nightmovesfest.com. and you can grab them all the way up until the festival. And, you know, we hope to see as many of you there as we can.
So it's coming up this Saturday. Yep. What's the time? Is it all day?
Sure. Yeah. It's from 3 p.m. until a little bit after 11 p.m. So it's basically an all day.
Okay.
Event. Yeah.
Yeah. The tickets, it looks like, range from $89.75 up to about $189.
Yeah.
For
those are
VIP tickets.
VIP. That's right. Yeah.
So this sounds like a lot of fun. So talking with Robert, who is with the Night, he's the director of Night Moves and the Night Moves Music Fest. But we're not alone this morning. More arts coming your way with the Foo Foo Festival. So since we're talking about singing and music, now we're going to go to the other end of the spectrum. We're going to go from indie alternatives to opera. So, Corey, tell me about the opera.
Well, you know, when Robert described they play for music diehards, so do we. Just different diehards, right? Different,
yeah, that's so true.
But this event that we do, we've done for, this is our third iteration of Rock the Runway, mm-hmm. kind of fuses opera, rock, and it's a really fun way to open up to newer audiences, I would say.
So and that's coming up, what, Wednesday night?
Wednesday night, yeah, 7 o'clock at the Sanger. You can get tickets at PensacolaOpera.com. And this year, I'm really thrilled we're partnering with the White Tie Rock Ensemble.
They're so much fun.
Who I'm such a big fan of.
Me too.
And Jonathan Clark, who runs White Tie Rock Ensemble, is also a very talented classical musician and educator of youth string programs. So he is a classical musician at heart, but has this amazing rock band with White Tie Rock Ensemble.
Oh, they're the
so
best. And they do tributes to all the different things, but you'd never know the difference. I've seen them many, many times.
Yeah,
and
they're excellent.
They're amazing. So they're going to be there. And then when you say Rock the Runway, does that imply a fashion show?
Yep, it is our fashion event. And we have over 60 models this year, but
wow.
each look is styled by a separate boutique, and they are inspired by an actual opera costume. So one model wears an authentic, custom-designed opera costume, and the other looks are based around that costume, and they're all based on characters in operas.
And so, I'm assuming the professional opera company is going to be there?
Yes.
Singing?
A little bit, yeah, but mostly you're going to hear good old rock and roll.
So. Ah, okay, there you go. And so the tickets, I believe, are $40 for balcony seats, $65 for floor seats, and they're available at PensacolaOpera.com.
That's right.
All right, and moving on to the theater. And now we have Somebody to Love. Ashley's here from Pensacola Little Theater. This is kind of a cool show because it's not just on a stage.
No, it takes up the entire Clark Family Cultural Center.
I just love this whole concept.
Yeah, about 3 years ago, we did Unrequited, which was an immersive version of William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, we're doing an immersive version of William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, but we are adding 1960s rock and roll to it.
I love it.
So it's very psychedelic, very fun, very fairy forest vibes. It's a good time.
Fairy forest vibes. That may be a new term I haven't heard recently. Fairy forest. I love that show. I was in that show years ago in high school, believe it or not.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. It is a Shakespearean comedy. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. The plot's really easy to follow,
so
the language won't get in the way. And because you got the rock music accenting, it's going to give it a whole new flavor.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a show like no other. For sure.
I know. And but I think the neatest part, and I was talking about earlier, is the fact that you're using the entire center to do it. So it's not like the audience will sit in their chairs and be entertained. You're actually a part of the show.
Right. Yeah, you get to walk through the whole thing. So you walk through the beginning at the Duke's estate in the courtyard, which we've turned the atrium into a courtyard. We have a working water fountain in there in the middle.
Boy.
Lots of vines and things everywhere. And then we move outside to the terraza, which is turned into like a fairy speakeasy type place. And then we've turned the gallery and the courtroom into a forest. And then there's a wedding on the rooftop at the end of the show.
Oh, my goodness.
So
and that's the new rooftop bar, which
is
so cool. Opened up recently.
Super rad up there.
Okay, so that's the Pensacola Little Theater, Somebody to Love. Where do we get the tickets?
So we just sold out.
No.
Yeah,
our event just
sold out.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Yeah.
Well, but we're glad you're here to tell us about it. Well, is there any way we can see it? Will you be recording it at any point?
I don't think so, but we will be posting a lot of photos and stuff. We've got some wonderful photographers coming in, taking great photos of the spaces. So look at our social media at Pensacola Little Theater on Instagram for all the behind the scenes photos and fairy mischief.
Okay. We're talking about the Foo Foo Festival. We have Pensacola Opera here, Night Moves, and the Pensacola Little Theater. Where do you foo is the question, especially this week. We'll be back. If you've got a question for any of these folks or about the Foo Foo Festival, just text it in at 850-437-1620. Going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes on Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And our experts this morning are experts on the Foo Foo Festival happening all this week in Pensacola. You can go to foofoofest.com to find out the schedule, the events. There is something for everybody. And even this morning, we kind of have a little something for everybody this morning, because with me I have Corey McKern, who's the artistic director with the Pensacola Opera. Ashley Simmons is here with Pensacola Little Theater talking about Somebody to Love. And Robert Goodspeed is here, and he's with Night Moves, Inc., and they're the director of Night Moves. And Corey's here to talk about this fun event coming up this Wednesday, Rock the Runway Amped.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we're experts on Foo Foo Festival. I'd say we're grateful participants.
But you're experts Festival. On the opera now.
Yes,
I know
that's
that.
Right. And now expert on fashion shows, which I never had on my bingo card. But
stick around Pensacola. You'll find
something. That's right. But I do, I always make it a point to thank the Foo Foo Festival and the people behind it, because they allow what's already a vibrant arts community to do things that maybe we wouldn't be able to do otherwise. And they've been incredibly supportive to so many organizations, and I just can't say how thankful we are to have such a group in this size town.
Oh, that's so wonderful. And this event is happening this Wednesday, so tickets are still on sale. You can get those at PensacolaOpera.com. And just real quick, what's coming up next for the Pensacola Opera?
Next will be, we have Christmas Cabaret on December 17th.
One of my favorites,
and,
by the way.
And then we open our main stage season in January with La Traviata, January 24 and 26, Verdi's La Traviata. And then we're closing with a fabulous production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, March 13 and 15.
Oh, so that's going to be exciting. Okay, yeah. So get your tickets now at PensacolaOpera.com. And Ashley, we've got the big event now, apparently sold out.
Yeah.
Somebody to Love at the Center. It's going to be a fabulous show. What's coming up next for at the Pensacola Little Theater?
So next we have It's a Wonderful Life. It's a live radio play.
I think I've heard of that.
Yeah. It's one of my, I watch it every year.
Me
one
too.
Of my favorite movies.
Me too.
But no, it's, I believe it's like 5 to 7 character or actors playing all the different characters,
mm-hmm.
and they do it like they're at a radio station.
Oh, cool.
And it incorporates all the old timey like Foley sounds and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. So it's super fun. It's going to be great for the whole family. And that goes up on December 12th.
Excellent. So tickets are on sale for that now. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You can go to PensacolaLittleTheater.com for those tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Robert, I'm not leaving you out, buddy. Robert Goodspeed is here. Night Moves, Inc. And this is, I think this is the coolest, because this is alternative independent music that you might not otherwise hear. And that's the whole point of the Foo Foo Festival, is to expose people to all different kinds of arts, music, sound, anything creative. And here you are. You're going to be doing this amazing concert.
Yeah. Like you said, I mean, Foo Foo Fest does an awesome job every year of making sure that there are different organizations that can bring all sorts of walks of life to Pensacola and showcase everything that we have going on here, right? You know, from my background, not knowing about the other two's world, is really cool to learn about that and be able to kind of see, you know, what else is going on in Pensacola. And we want to give everyone the opportunity to experience what we're doing. We've been doing a lot of different flash sales going on right now. We have one for the rest of the day. Actually, it's $10 off any ticket. So the code FOO. So if you hear this, feel free to redeem that code on there.
Okay, repeat that again.
Use the code FOO.
F-O-O.
Yep, on the website. Yeah,
just, and what's the website?
Nightmovesfest.com.
Nightmovesfest.com.
Yeah.
Go there right now and you get $10 off your tickets.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, and I think ultimately what we sought out to do with the festival, when I grew up, the first concert I ever went to in Pensacola was Springfest, right?
And I went remember that.
I went with my dad and my brother, and it was so much fun. And you know, when you're young and it goes away, you don't think about it. And then DeLuna Fest came, and then I was kind of young there too, and I didn't think about it going away. But as I see now through everything, I'm like, this is challenging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is something that not a lot of people you know, probably want to do, but we have a really great team that wants to do it, and we have the support of Foo Foo Fest, which helps make it all happen. And so ultimately what we want to do with this is kind of create that next generation of those festivals. And this is year 3, and we hope to be around for you know, years to come.
I'm so proud of you. I love it when someone picks up the mantle and says, I want this, let's do it.
Yeah, that's
right. I think it's a great, because I hate to say it, but I'm probably more inclined to the opera because of my age. I mean, that I'm not even going to say which one, that group. But for the younger folks, this is going to be something that they can relate to too. And I just think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And we're covering all the different genres, all the different types of music with the Foo Foo Fest.
Yeah,
it's
great.
So do y'all have anything planned for the remainder of the year? Or say that some young person's listening this morning wants to get involved.
Yeah.
Night Moves Inc. How could they do that?
Yeah. So for the rest of the year, no. This is generally like our main event. Throughout the years, we do tend to do like a couple different pop up concerts around town. So we had one the year before, and then we're going to have one next February. We can't exactly say it just yet, but we do have something on the books for next February. And if people want to get involved, the best way to do that is to contact us on social media, Night Moves Pensacola on Instagram. You know, there's people that are be interested in volunteering. There's people that might be interested in working, might be interested in being part of the team. That would be the best way to kind of contact us and see if we can, you know, meet and do that. So,
excellent. Yeah. I love this. I'm very excited for you. And again, where can we get tickets? Because I was asking, what do you do the rest of the year? Basically, you plan next year's festival.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's usually how these things work.
Which, you know, luckily we have a good head start. We've had years of planning already. So we're already thinking about what next year's will look like. And but you can get tickets at nightmoosefest.com.
And how many artists?
There are 11 this year, with six of them being mostly local bands, too. So we want to just showcase, you know, what the local talent that we have. And we want to do that on a larger platform with some of these like nationally recognized artists.
Okay. Thank you so much, Robert. We're going to take a quick break here, talking with the Pensacola Opera, Pensacola Little Theater, Night Moves, Inc. Just a couple of the exciting events that are happening this week with the Foo Foo Festival. And we'll be back with Pep Talk in just a minute. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking about the Foo Foo Festival this week here in Pensacola. We have Corey here from the Pensacola Opera. Ashley's with Pensacola Little Theater. Robert is with Night Moves. Just three of the major events happening this week. So, Corey, we were talking about the Rock the Runway Amped coming up Wednesday. So that's the first one on the agenda this week. Tell me a little bit more about this diva dresses. I'm kind of interested in that.
Yeah, so some of the models get to wear, again, actually custom handmade opera costumes, which are a little bit extra in the fashion world, I would say.
No.
A little dramatic.
Divas? No.
And then each model in that, you know, let's say you're styled by a certain boutique.
Right.
You're inspired by that character. So Musetta from La Boheme, the looks behind the opera diva are all inspired by that look. So it's just
cool.
A way to have fun, you know, again, with over 60 models and white tie. It's really kind of an elegant party is
that
what we'll call
like
it.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And where's it going to be at?
At the Singer Theater. First year at the Singer.
Excellent. So how do we get tickets?
PensacolaOpera.com. Again, it's $60 for orchestra, $40 for balcony. And really, it's also going to be a white tie rock ensemble concert.
Which is so fun. Okay.
If you're not interested in fashion, you're interested in white tie, come on out.
All right. Ashley, I know it's sold out, but Somebody to Love is this weekend. But you've got another one coming up at Pensacola Little Theater.
Yeah. We've got It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play that's going to be on our main stage theater, directed by our artistic director, Kathy Holsworth. You know, it's always a good one when she's in the director's chair.
Yeah, I think I've heard of her.
Yeah. So tickets for that are on sale at PensacolaLittleTheater.com, and you can come see that and get all the holiday feels and warm fuzzies. It'll be a good show.
I love it. Robert, with Night Moves, Inc., the big festival Saturday.
Yep, that's right. We're going to be right behind Blue Wahoo Stadium and Maritime Park. It goes from 3 p.m. till 11 p.m. We have, you know, 11 artists, a couple local artists that are going to be on there. Japanese Breakfast and Dashboard Confessional is our headliners. Tickets are on sale over at nightmoosefest.com, and they're, you know, they're $85 and $185 for VIP, and then you can use the code FOO for $10 off your ticket. And,
right now.
Yep, that's right. And we're really looking forward to it. We're really thankful for the opportunity. And if you want to come and just enjoy a day in the sun on the water with local food trucks and vendors and really great live music, this would be your place to go.
I'm a concert girl. Great. I just sounds like so much fun. Thank you all for being here. I know how busy you are this week. So, Corey, thank you so much with the Pensacola Opera, Ashley with Pensacola Little Theater, Robert with Night Moves, Inc. You can find out about all these events, buy tickets at foofoofest.com. So don't, you have no excuse this week to sit home and feel sorry for yourself. Get out and about and take advantage of these exciting events. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Looking forward to all of it.